Now another Explorer tape, taken from material obtained through researches into consciousness here at the Institute. We are making our statement somewhat differently this time because what we have for you is different. We have taken information that has come through our Explorer we call NVP, and we have given it another voice and another setting. However, we have left unchanged the words themselves. Without further comment, we would like to share the effect with you. Here it is. Messages.
Blessed are they who seek me. seeking me. Their long period of forgetfulness is coming to an end, and they are awakening to who they truly are, a living part of me, manifesting light and radiating love. There is much to do. There is much to learn. There is much strength to be gathered. Be aware that all is life. All life is one. You are one within one, and you must feel the constant presence of the one who is. Feel with my feeling. Know with my knowing. Bless all creatures with the love we have shared from the beginning. forgotten to look for me, much less to gaze upon my countenance, O ye of little faith. There are countless numbers who live in the expectancy of my coming. In truth, I never left. Let him who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, you seek me amidst your blindness. You look upon me without recognition. You touch my hand and know not whom you have touched. You proclaim my name and my teachings as it suits you and the occasion. You were taught years ago to search the scripture and learn of me. You were also told that in the reading of the scriptures, you must go deep. In the depths you will find your draught of fishes. Awaken. Behold the reality of my being that is among you. I am the earthquake, wind, and fire. I am the still small voice, piercing the thunderous tumult. I am the peace beyond all understanding. I am the light that guides all men to the Father. I am the love that overcometh all things. I am the light that illumines the minds of men. I am the sustenance of man's soul. I am your life, and you are my own. I am the very breath you breathe. We are one in the Father. Do not despair. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, nor can you truly forsake me, for we are one. Let the old way be gone. It must die and its ashes be blown to the four corners of the earth. The new is emerging, but you must change your perspective. Do not look for me in the form of a man. The time is not yet. But look for me in the life that speaks to you in your everyday activities. You have looked amiss. I have no limitations and am not bound by physical dimensions. I defy logic and am beyond your conceptual imaginings. I live and move and have my being in all there is. You have sought me amiss. My countenance is seen within each face of my Father's creation. Look upon your brother and see my face. Bend over a still pool. Do not be deceived. The image you see reflected is my own. Do you not see the truth now? Fear is an acid that erodes the total man. Fear deters growth of all kinds. Fear reduces the giant man into a pygmy. Fear clouds reason and darkens the soul. Fear has no power to protect itself, but invites the enemy, one's own perverse thoughts. Fear is a parasite. It grows stronger, feeding upon the energy of its host. Fear engenders fear and becomes the cause of many illnesses. Fear is of this world, but has no place in the higher reality. Fear thoughts are not to be trusted, for they are already distortions of the truth. Live in the realization of us, the light. We dispel all darkness, even the shadowy places. Man does not walk alone. His self-made fear convinces him that he is a solitary creature. This is true only if he wills it so. You suffer unnecessarily, for we surround you and uphold you. Listen. Your instructions are ever present, only awaiting your receptivity. Fear clogs the channels. Fear is a form of self-preoccupation and limits you to your lower self. We speak through the higher octave, the more refined network, where data is more easily transmitted. Only the strong will survive, and you are being prepared. Call upon us, believing. Do you not understand why the word believing was and is used in connection with prayer? to believe emits a strong type of vibration that literally rearranges the atoms in the thought universe, converting it to greater forms of energy that is directed toward and becomes its own fulfillment. Believing is an emotion, an energy, a trusting and an acceptance. Ask and ye shall receive, believing. Seek and ye shall find, expecting. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Believe, expect, and act upon your belief. Give thanks in all things. Look for us amid your joys and your pains, your fears and your triumphs. We are where you are, where life is, for we are one with all things, with all there is, and you are one with us. Believing is the key. It will open your consciousness to the realization of our presence. Together, we can overcome all fear. Speak oft with thy Lord. This means nothing more than a moment by moment awareness of my presence within you. Take my hand. My strength is yours. Take my thoughts and let them become your thoughts. My love will be your love, bringing purity to your mission. For my understanding and my compassion will be channeled through you as we prepare the way. I have led you before. But now I say, recognize me and become a child of the living God. been blind long enough. The new day is upon you. The scales will fall from your eyes. You will recognize me more and more as you move through your days, beholding those about you with new vision and understanding as to who they truly are, as well as the mission of mine they are trying to accomplish to the best of their abilities. Once you begin to perceive me as the real essence of life within those whom you encounter along the way, you will then understand the emergence of the new heaven and the new earth. It is upon you. Awaken. Ye who truly seek me shall surely find me. Go in peace.
There's another segment on the other side of the cassette. It's not necessarily a sequel to what you have just heard, so you can play it now or listen to it another time.
be. Take within your hand a leaf, a stone, a drop of water, and know that nothing exists that does not contain me. Have you not known that I am eternal life, and therefore recognize neither the past, present, nor future? Only the now that is. Live in the now with me. You must live daily in a state of receptivity, your awareness sharpened, that you may hear my voice. Listen for me, and then listen to me, for I am there. My light rests upon you. Reflect it to your fellow man in my behalf. Perceive me in the sea of moments through which you move through all the days. Listen for my voice upon the winds of time, and you will know I am ever with you, and there is nothing to fear. Blessed are they who seek me, for they have found me. I stand in the midst of you. I am the very center of your being. You have only to grow quiet and listen to know that I am here. Your physical senses find difficulty in placing me. Your mind demands scientific answers. If the soul itself cannot be located nor x-rayed, then its existence is not only questioned, but in many cases, rejected. You must surely understand the even greater difficulty one would face if he tried to explain my presence with him. Do not doubt the light that is within you. I and the light are one. From this light you will be shown the way. Your involvement with me cannot be fruitious if it is only an intellectual acceptance. Strong emotional impulses must be generated within you, motivated by your own deep-felt desire to communicate with me. This emotional welling forth will bring about your inner sense of recognition of my presence. Then you can accept me as a living part of you. Learn then to sustain your awareness of me in the joy of your discovery. In your joy will come a total knowing, a knowing and interflow of peace and confidence that will sustain you all the days of your life. Love. What's in a word, especially love? The very word is tired. It is not the word we are interested in, but what it represents. Very few in your world know what the word love means, or have ever experienced this condition. Some have had glimpses, which in truth would affect the quality of their emotion you now call love. But you have not even begun to know the true essence of love. The difference between man's understanding of love and the knowledge of the true essence of godlike energy expressing itself in full is comparable with a candle in the sun. Some of you have had moments of exquisite agony as you have tapped the stream wherein flows this God energy expression. Once you have known this ecstasy, you seek always to duplicate it. Do not be fooled. You do not love in the true sense. You are merely fond of, for this is the emotion commonly accepted as being the basis of love affairs, as well as the ingredient that holds families and societies together. Man has stopped too soon. He has convinced himself that what he calls love is sufficient. He is a child, ignorant of the greater consciousness. In simplest form, man must not only love as he understands love, but learn to intensify it a millionfold, thereby moving into the knowledge of God energy expressing itself as pure divine love light. Is it not true that as a result of your own infrequent surges of this love energy, reveal no more than a split second, you react inwardly in a profound ecstasy, moved to such a degree that it defies expression? Man says there are different kinds of love. I say there is only one love. This divine love energy cannot be profaned. You ask why man has missed his mark and failed so miserably in not only his understanding but in his use of this condition of being in the love state. So far in man's evolution, he has grown complacent with what he feels is a workable solution in developing part of his nature to love as a balance for all his negative characteristics. At least man has made a step in the right direction, but he is a mere babe at the crawling stage in his capacity to truly love. The babe who crawls does not know what it is to walk, much less to run or to fly. Man does not know his potential to love. Until man opens himself to the absolute sweeping power of dynamic God energy. Compassionate, health-giving, understanding, and tolerant in every way, he will remain in his illusion that he is a practitioner of the thing he calls love. This God energy expressing itself in the very essence of the new heaven and the new earth, and one's eligibility, is based upon his perception of, use of, and attunement to this rarefied energy. The glimpses you may have had are only reminders, for you know already it is a matter of raising your consciousness and learning to sustain that state. If you will hold longer and longer periods in this glorified state, you will find your little self melting away and a sense of true sonship coming upon you. You can only express love in its truest sense by becoming love. The old pattern must be broken. You must die to your lesser self that you may reach out and accept your true identity as a living expression of the love of God. Prepare yourselves to move away from the old and become the new. The new love. I stand in the light as you stand in the light, but you do not know of your light. I am here to show you that your light and my light are one and the same. Once you recognize this divine light to be a part of all that is, will you then begin to understand your own relationship to life, to your Creator, and thereby to your own sonship eternal? I neither slumber nor sleep, and you must learn that your soul neither slumbers nor sleeps. Once you realize this, you are aware of your spiritual vitality and wakefulness to your higher consciousness. In so knowing, you will understand that I am truly closer than your hands and your feet. In this knowing, in this knowledge, we are one. Live in truth. Be truth. Live in beauty. Become an artist in living. Live in me and let me express you. I reside in all space and no space, all time and no time. Once you turn and become a part of my reality, all power is restored unto you. This is the power that makes you one with all things. This is the power that will set you free. My children, abide in me.
have it, messages. All of the material presented was transcribed without alteration from Explorer Sessions with NVP. We would like to hear your response to this presentation and any effect it may have had upon you. It is often true that set and setting do make a difference. This is Robert Monroe saying, I'll see you around, I hope.